Dobré odpoledne, dámy a pánové. Vítám vás na tiskové konferenci v Černínském paláci po jednání a pracovním obědě ministra zahraničních věcí a místopředsedy vlády Karla Schwarzenberga s tureckým ministrem pro evropské záležitosti a hlavním vyjednavačem Turecka, jeho excelencí Egemenem Bašem. Prosím o úvodní slovo českého ministra.
Vy, kteří mě už delší dobu znáte, tady jako novináři, víte, že obyčejně na začátku proslovu vyjádřím pouhou radost nad návštěvou, kterou jsem přijel.
I'm sure you all know me for a while. You know that at the beginning of a press conference I usually express how pleased I am regarding the visit.
Tentokrát musím říci, že to není čistá radost. Z velmi prostého důvodu. Já se s panem ministrem znám už dlouhou dobu, velice si ho cením, ještě z doby, kdy byl ministr zahraničí. Nicméně, musím říci, já jsem tehdy doufal, že letos už ho bych mohl uvítat jako ministr pro evropské záležitosti člena Evropské unie. Bohužel to není pravda. A to je vlastně velmi smutná zpráva, že pokrok během posledních let v přístupových jednání Turecka k Evropské unii nebyl dosažen.
And this time I am not only pleased that I can welcome the minister here. I have known him for quite some time and I hoped that when we meet this time it will be as a minister of EU affairs of a EU country already. Unfortunately, this is not true. Turkey has not acceded to the European Union despite many progress. It is not a member state yet.
Jak známo, Česká republika dlouhodobě podporuje vstup Turecka do Evropské unie a nepovažuje to za správné, že se tyto rozhovory táhnou a že to už nějakou dobu ani nebyla otevřená další kapitola.
As I'm sure you all know, the Czech Republic has been a supporter of Turkey's EU accession for quite some time. And unfortunately, we have to note with regret that these negotiations have been going on for quite some time and without any new chapter being opened recently.
Přesto mi pan ministr přinesl dobré zprávy. Je to velice potěšující, že se politika Turecka vůči menšinám i náboženským mění a v tom by dosažen opravdu závažný pokrok.
Despite all that, the minister has brought some very good news. As he told me, Turkish policy towards religious minorities has changed a lot and there's been major progress achieved.
K tomu, jak všichni víme, Turecko, na rozdíl od nás, je dneska, řekněme, v hospodářsky mnohem lepší situaci, protože tam útlum ještě není cítit. Naopak, turecké hospodářství je dneska pro nás vzorem, abych řekl pravdu.
Turkey is lucky enough to, unlike us, being better off economically. They haven't felt the impact of the economic crisis yet, and in fact, they are quite an inspiration for us.
Turecko hraje dneska velkou roli v širokém kruhu od severní Afriky přes střední Asii až do balkánských zemí. Turecký model islámu je pozorován se zájmem, jak se daří stmelit islám s opravdu demokratickým zřízením. A můžeme jenom přát Turecku další úspěchy, jaký dosáhli v posledních letech.
Turkey plays a major role in the region, and not only in it plays a major role in Northern Africa and the Central Asia, as well as in the region of Balkan countries. And we follow with great interest how successful Turkey was in combining Islam with democratic institutions, and we wish them the best in the future as well.
Co se týče bilaterálních vztahů, můžu jenom konstatovat, co jsme Boba si řekli, že jsou opravdu výborné. Obrat mezi našemi zemi rok co rok strmě stoupá a nesmíme taky zapomenout velké české investice v Turecko a opačně taky.
Regarding our bilateral relations, there's not much to say except that they are at the best possible level. Our economic turnover is increasing year on year. There are many Czech investments in Turkey and vice versa.
Já jsem pana kolegu ujistil o tom, že doufám, že tyto vztahy budou nadále v tak dobrém vztahu, ale taky, že budeme nadále Turecko silně podporovat, seč naše síly stačí na jeho cestě do Evropy.
And I assured the minister that we hope that our relations will remain at such a good level and that we will support Turkey on its path towards the European Union.
A teď bych rád předal slovo panu kolegovi. On je host a on by měl mít větší slovo.
And now I'd like to pass the floor to my dear colleague. He's the guest here, so he should have the possibility to speak.
Thank you very much, Karel. I'm really honored and grateful to be here. As President Masaryk said on December 20, 1918, I am too moved to speak. We know how much worked against us and how many difficulties we had to overcome, but we will find a friendly way out. Yesterday, by signing a very important article, Karel, you showed us another way out. You showed to Turkish public opinion, to my citizens, that you are not alone in defending Turkey's rightful aspirations to become a member of EU, but you and 10 other foreign ministers of EU member countries very clearly explained why this great rendezvous has to take place sooner than later. And I'm thankful to you. I'm also thankful to you for making me very proud when I walked into this palace again, when I saw my country's flag raised in front of the Foreign Ministry of the Czech Republic. I was very much touched. I thank you for those efforts. You and I had a chance to discuss all the relevant issues. As you mentioned, the bilateral relations between our two respective countries are doing great. The trade relations are booming. Investments on both countries are increasing. Tourism is becoming a greater revenue income for both countries. I was told by my ambassador that Turkish is the second most commonly used language on the Charles Bridge. Turks really enjoy coming to Prague. And I have to admit, as a proud representative of Istanbul, I would argue that Prague is one of the very few cities that can compete with Istanbul in terms of beauty, in terms of the kindness of the people as well. We had a chance to discuss the chapters. We had a chance to discuss the reforms in Turkey, the recent developments in Turkey, which made our country even a stronger country in terms of minority rights, in terms of economic developments, in terms of its influence in the region, in terms of our common values that we both are willing to share with countries around the region. We spoke about our common fight against international terrorism. We had a discussion about attending the EU summits of candidate countries, and I realized that we really have a very similar approach to all these issues. Of course, we spoke about the Cyprus issue as well. Well, we had a chance to understand each other's positions. And this dialogue is something that really motivates us because we believe in the objectivity, in the frankness of our friends here in Prague. And I'm very grateful for the great hospitality that you and your colleagues have shared with us. I'm hoping to reciprocate the hospitality in my own hometown in Istanbul. I'm waiting for Karel to come because I know he's a great fan of Istanbul. I know he's a great fan of the Grand Bazaar. So I would like to also extend an invitation to people of the Czech Republic. As Prague is one of the favorite destinations of my citizens, I want Istanbul to be one of the favorite destinations of your citizens as well. Thank you for having us.
Prosím, vaše dotazy. AFP, prosím.
Dobrý den, Jan Flemer, AFP. Já jsem se chtěl zeptat, jestli došlo v tom vašem rozhovoru i na otázku Iránu a posledních sankcí vůči Iránu, jestli jste to spolu nějak probírali a jestli konkrétně Česká republika nechystá nějaké podobné kroky jako země, které povolali zpátky svoje velvyslance z Iránu. And a very similar question for the Minister of Turkey, please. The relationship to Iran. Are you possibly planning any steps following the strong statements from Iran regarding the NATO structures in Turkey? Thank you.
Tedy o této otázce jsme nediskutovali. Pojďže by byla spíše otázka, kdyby můj kolega, řekněme, po druhém boku, minister zahraničí Turecky. Zde byl do návštěvy. Tentokrát je ministr pro evropské záležitosti a doufám, že jsme si zajedno, že Irán prozatím k Evropě ještě nepatří. Takže jsme se těchto otázek nedotkli.
Jestli se můžu zeptat stran těch velvyslanců toho povolávání, mohl byste se nějak vyjadřit?
Ano, evropské země stahují své velvyslance. Nevíme kolik, ale někteří to zajisté udělají. My jsme v té příjemné situaci, že tam vůbec velvyslance nemáme, takže nemáme koho stahovat.
Today we haven't discussed Iran for one simple reason. A minister is a minister of EU affairs, and discussing Iran would be more appropriate with a minister of foreign affairs. And I think we all agree that Iran, for now, is not part of Europe. So we haven't discussed this issue. And as regards the calling of ambassadors, yes, we are aware that some European countries are taking this step, but as of now, we do not have any ambassador there, so we do not really have anyone to recall.
In response to the part of the question that was addressed to me, the oldest border between any two countries in the world is the border between Turkey and Iran. We have learned to respect each other in our very long history. Iranians are a very smart nation. They have had their own states for more than 2,000 years. And we have always believed in dialogue. I think the difficulties or different views on different issues should be discussed very frankly, and that's what we try to do, because we believe our part of the world has seen enough conflicts, arguments, even wars, hot wars, cold wars, espionage wars, wars of aggression, but not enough diplomacy, and that's what Turkey is bringing to the table. I think that part of the world needs more diplomacy, and Turkey is doing its best to bring that to the table, because we have a belief in Turkish. We have a saying in Turkish: if your neighbor's house is on fire, and if you don't help them put it out, that fire will eventually burn your own home. We're trying to prevent new fires in our region, which is a common perspective, a common foreign policy priority of both Turkey and EU, including the Czech Republic.
Prosím, další dotazy. Maria Fax.
Tak hrubá, dobrý den. Já bych se pana ministra Schwarzenberga ráda zeptala na včerejší výsledky Rady pro všeobecné záležitosti v souvislosti se Sýrií, jestli se členské státy dohodly na nějakých konkrétních sankcích, nebo jak teďko to bude dalekné.
Byla dlouhá diskuse včera ohledně Sýrie, to je naprostá pravda. Především ale to byla diskuse s generálním tajemníkem Arabské ligy, který byl přezván jako host, abychom se od něho poučili a názory arabské státu a Arabské ligy na situaci v Sýrii poznali. Zásadně budou se pokračovat v sankcích. Ty se musí ještě upřesnit, které sankce budou opravdu funkční. který se dotknou pouze, řekněme, syrských papalášů, ne tolik běžného obyvatelstva, ale konkrétní kroky budou teprve navrženy a asi přijdou na přetřes na setkání hlav státu a vlád.
The question was, I have a question for Minister Schwarzenberg regarding yesterday's General Affairs Council and regarding potential sanctions on Syria. So could you tell us more about it and the answer? Today we've had a very long discussion regarding Syria. Our guest was the Secretary General of the Arab League. We invited him in order to learn more about the current situation, about the views of the member states of Arab League regarding the situation in Syria. And yes, we also discussed potential sanctions. There will be probably some sanctions imposed. However, we still need to specify what sanctions and what sanctions will only imply will only concern the Syrian politicians or the strongholders and not ordinary citizens. So this will be discussed later on during the upcoming summit.
Prosím, další dotazy. Nemáte-li, přeji hezké odpoledne, hezký víkend a děkuji velice za vaši účast.